This week on Supernatural Sisters, the podcast series. What was that? Oh my god. Oh my god, I just saw a figure. Oh my god. What is going on in here? I need to sit down before I completely fall over the couch. Let me just sit. Exhale. Breathe. Charity, breathe. What is the matter with you? I ask myself that question every day. I don't know. I don't know if it's this damn church. Or if it's outside. Well, it is a storm. It's a storm and not a sad. Maybe that's what you heard. What did you see? It's not up for discussion right now. Charity, it's me, it's Sister Anne. I thought you were going to leave town. I thought that you were going to get on the airport tonight and leave all of the supernatural shit behind. Now you know I can't do that. Well, I don't know what you can do, but I'm going out there tonight. I'm going to communicate with her. Communicate with whom? I don't like this. What are you up to? Listen, I have to do this. I have to do this for the Vega family, and I have to... The Vega? Vegas. Who are they? Who are these people you are mentioning? Who are these people? I am not at liberty to say right now. You've got to tell me something. If you don't tell me... Look, Anne. Are you staying in Salem? Or are you going to leave? What are you going to do? Well, I think... best thing for me to do right now is to stay with you because you need my help, apparently. There is a woman in white. A what? Wait a minute. Let me get my daggone glasses on here. Wait a minute. A woman in white. As in a ghost? A spirit? Look. I'm going to have you stand guard here, okay? And I'm going to go out there tonight, the stroke of midnight. I am going to go out to the garden, and I'm going to try to connect with her. I'm going to try to talk to her. I still don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, we've been through a lot of supernatural stuff, but this is way beyond our expertise here. You know, I think I owe her that much. Charity, you don't owe her anything. You don't know this, whatever it is. You don't know her mood swings. You don't know what she's gonna do. And if you go out there, you are the only sister that knows what the hell is going on at Holy Cross Church. That may be apparent. That may be true. It is true. You're going to throw everything away, all of those things that Sister Hope has taught you. And Sister Hope, she's going to need you to help her to teach her about God again. To teach her about God. I really think maybe we should just talk about this woman in white's character before you start running off in the midst of a storm. One day, this woman came to me. A woman. What was her name? Molly. Molly. That's a very nice name. What I'm trying to figure out here is all the mess of everything that's going on in this church. I've got so much going on. Trying to find the Winchesters, doing all this stuff. It's just too overwhelming for me. I understand that. But the Winchesters, the brothers, they can take care of themselves. They're very good at hunting. You know, John Winchester taught them everything. And so did Mary. Right. But I still haven't forgotten the demon. Demon? What demon? What are you talking about? A demon. I'm hoping it's just one. Got through the gate when it opened. When that Sister Hope look-alike stumbled upon the gate. Well, I don't know about all that. That kind of sounds a little edgy-widgy-widgy, don't you think? I think that it means something. Look, I'm going to go upstairs and check on the look-alike. You think you'll be okay down here for a few minutes? I think so. Okay, well, I'm going to go talk to her, and I will be back. Go make yourself some tea. Ginger and lemon is very good for a stormy, cold night like tonight. So I'll see when I come back. All right, Charity. Okay. Here goes nothing. Charity walks up to Sister Hope's master bedroom. Will she get the answer she needs? Hope. I hear someone talking. Yes, Hope. It's me. It's Sister Charity. Where the hell am I? How did I get here? What is this place? It's a safe place. You were in God's house. I still don't know how I got here. Sister Hope, do you remember anything? I remember the light. The bright, bright light. It's cutting and burning my eyes out. Well, where were you coming from? Do you remember that? My memory is so vague. I can't really remember. Do you remember when you were coming through the gate downstairs in the basement? Do you remember any kind of figures or anything out of the ordinary following you to get in? Do you remember that? I think I heard something rushing up against me, but I was so focused to return here. Yes, to return here. But there's a lot of things I have forgotten. That was a very bad place where I was. And I don't remember exactly what happened. Well, you have amnesia. Do you understand what that means? That I can't recall, or I can't understand. I haven't been up here to visit you because I was waiting for you to come through. And everyone was telling me that you didn't have any recollection of what happened to you during the accident and before the explosion. Right, but you know, I did see something out my window. You saw something? Yes, I did. Something so strange. Well, strange is our business. So why don't you just tell me what you saw? I think it was a woman. A woman running, desperately trying to find her children. I think she had two of them. Children. Are you positive? Yeah, I am. She had this doll in her hand, and she was talking to it. Oh my God, I gotta go to the garden. Hope. Stay tight. Rest. There's something I have to do. Tonight. Charity? Charity goes downstairs. And she sneaks out the back door to the garden to try to find the woman. Oh my God, it's so wet out here. Oh, my new shoes are gonna get totally demolished. I've got to get out. I've got to get away. Oh, my babies. Hello? Lady. Oh, God, I don't even know your name. Woman? I cannot talk. I've got to go. I've got to leave. Let's get away. What exactly happened to you? I cannot talk. I cannot talk to no one. I must get away. I must go back to the theater. That is where I belong. Theater? Okay, I am totally confused. I cannot talk to no one. Humans are bad. They are so bad. They killed my husband on our wedding day. Oh my God. Your husband was murdered? On your wedding day? Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. I really do not. I've told you too much. I need to go now. I must not talk anymore. I must leave. I must find my babies. The woman disappears into the night as Charity questions herself. I don't understand this. You're not going to find out the truth. Excuse me, who the hell are you? They call me the Parrot Man. The Parrot Man. Okay. You know, Halloween is 2 weeks, dude. Do you think you can wait a little bit longer with that ridiculous costume? It's not a costume. You little smart ass. Okay. Well, I've got to go back inside. Okay. I've got to... The church. What the hell happened to it? It's gone. She made it disappear. Who made it disappear? Who did that? She did. The woman in white. Okay, I really do not know what's going on here. This is obviously a mystery that I need to find out. You don't want to do that. She is very dangerous. Okay. I just stepped out of the church to come out here to the garden in this pouring ass rain. I'm soaked and wet. And now you're telling me that when I turn my complete body around, I can't go back to the church that I came out of? She made the church disappear. Where did she transport it to? I don't know. You're welcome to stay with me for the night. I don't think so. You're a dude and I'm a woman. I don't think that's going to work out. I won't hurt you. Right. I've heard that before. I'm going to have to go find a hotel room. Luckily, my credit card is still active. And I'll just have to figure this out in the morning. That church is not going to return. What? Well, where did she put it? Hello? To be continued.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.